Good morning, Lake Norman. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and it's a great day in the neighborhood. I'm very happy to be back with you this week. And, you know, we travel around town in a lot of directions, and I'm using that as a little pun today because our topic, actually, it started out earlier in the month, actually on April 1st, with a complete update on our transportation and roads issues here in Cornelius. And there are issues. We certainly acknowledge that, and we're committed to it. And I want folks to know exactly how far we've traveled in this journey to get our transportation needs administered here in this great town. We're behind, and we acknowledge that. We acknowledge that from the mayor's office right on through our board and right on to our staff here in this town. And there's been so much hard work over the past many, many years to get us, to dig us out of this hole. And, you know, have we gotten what we need from NCDOT? Absolutely not in the past, but things have changed. I think there's a little bit of a new life to NCDOT, and we're all feeling a little bit better about that. We can't correct some of the past, i.e. the toll roads and so forth. That was a project that should have happened 25 years ago with general purpose lanes, and we acknowledge that. And I don't like those toll roads any better than anybody else. I have to pay the fees once in a while because I have to get places. And I don't know what in the world we would do without some additional capacity on I-77. But that doesn't mean I like paying them. So anyway, we've traveled a long ways. When I first got elected in 2013, we pretty much had nothing in the way of road projects here in this town. And I was very fortunate to be appointed to the CRTPO. And that was quite a journey for me. It's probably not my most favorite job as an elected official, but we're going to spend a little time telling you about it. And part of that story and part of the reasons that we are digging out of this transportation needs for our community is the great staff we have. And I have as my guest today the deputy manager of the town of Cornelius, Mr. Wayne Harris. So welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, Mayor.
And it's just a pleasure to have you. And I consider Wayne one of the real, real experts in this region on transportation. And he's been at it for many, many years. So Wayne, how did you learn all this stuff? Take me back a little bit in your career. How'd this come about?
It's just a lot of direct interaction and experience with the NCDOT. I have been a lifelong resident of North Carolina. I went to Appalachian State University, came out of Appalachian and had the great privilege of working in Boone and worked with DOT there, came to Monroe, continued my work with DOT, and then came to Cornelius. And with anything, it's relationships.
Exactly.
And building those relationships with the DOT staff, because DOT operates 90% of all the roads in all the jurisdictions in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So you have to maintain and develop those relationships. I think one of the things that benefits us here in Cornelius, you mentioned that, you know, for years we went without getting what we were owed. Back in about 2010, the state changed how they rank and fund projects. I tell people back in the day, it used to be a lot of going to your district meeting and, you know, taking gifts and telling your story and hoping that the DOT board in Raleigh would rank your project and fund it.
Good old boy days, right?
Good old boy days.
Yeah.
So now we have gone to a scoring and prioritization type program, and it's called SPOT. And SPOT means exactly what you would think, strategic prioritization of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very in-depth, but that scoring methodology helps us because it's based on congestion, which we have. You can't drive in Cornelius and not experience the congestion. And it's also based on benefits to air quality. So a lot of our projects with widening, adding lanes, those benefit air quality. So we have ranked and scored very well on our projects. We currently have 6 projects that will be coming along in the next 12 to 18 months. And a lot of folks say, well, how do we go from 0 to 6? Well, we deserve all 6 of those.
Absolutely.
We should have had them many years ago. And they probably would have been spread out more, but a lot of people aren't aware DOT had a cash flow problem in 2019 because of hurricanes and because of lawsuits. And the entire state came to a complete halt.
Mm-hmm.
And once DOT dug its way out of that, all 6 of our projects kind of bunched up here in 2024 and 2025. And I tell people, a lot of orange barrels, a lot of pain during construction, but construction is short-lived. So if you can make it for about 24 months, we will come out of this with more capacity and be a changed town forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And the word I use is pretty much transformational.
Yes.
As it relates to
absolutely
our roads and our highways here in this
absolutely
town. And it's a shame we had to play catch-up.
Yes.
Like we did, but we absolutely did. You know, you really made a good point a minute ago about creating great relationships. That's
yes
just true at every level of
it
government.
Is.
People
it,
are human, aren't they?
Yes.
And, you know, if you treat them in a bad way, then, you know, they're not going to work as hard mm-hmm for you. They're not going to represent you as well. And, you know, if you're asking folks like the legislators or really NCDOT for something, millions of dollars to create roads, then, you know, I tend to respond a little bit better mm-hmm than people that are nice to me. And that just is a way to do it. And we had some recovery in that particular area, didn't we?
We did. And I agree with you 100%, Mayor. DOT folks, they're human beings just like everybody else. They go to church, same places we do. They go to the grocery store, same places we do. And just like you and I and everybody that's listening out there, you do tend to work harder for people who are nicer to you. People who bring common sense and reason and who will shake your hand and just be nice to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell citizens about elected officials. Nobody wants to be yelled at. Nobody wants to get a terse email. So always put forth your best foot, especially if you're asking for money.
Exactly.
My thing is, if I'm asking for money, I'm going to be as nice as I can be and give them all the information so that they have no reason to tell me no. But these DOT officials, they certainly want us to be as positive, and they want to work hard for the people who are good to them.
I believe that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, building those relationships
yes
is something that I've emphasized in my
mm-hmm
now almost 7 years as mayor and my years prior to that as a commissioner and mayor pro tem. But, you know, it's just really, really important to be decent to people
mm-hmm
and be respectful.
Yes.
And, you know, as long as I've got a respectful board or a
mm-hmm
respectful DOT organization,
mm-hmm
respectful state politicians that
mm-hmm
represent us or federal, then, you know, we can certainly make that happen.
Yes, sir.
It's just a different relationship you have.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, and we're talking about transportation, all about transportation. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here. About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam. We'll return after this short break on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. It's About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here with Deputy Town Manager Wayne Heron. Wayne is our transportation guru for the town of Cornelius and has served in that capacity for many years. How long have you been with the town now, Wayne?
Going on 12 years now.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know, time flies.
Yeah, I remember when you came, and man, you've made a difference in our town.
I appreciate that.
That is for sure. So as we have worked our way through what I call roads/transportation crisis here in our town, Wayne has stepped up to the plate big time. He's certainly helped me through an experience in the CRTPO early on in my political career, and that stands for the Charlotte Regional
Transportation
Planning Organization.
Yes, sir.
CRTPO. You
mm-hmm.
hear a lot about that. You know, I want to encourage our listeners today to call in, ask Wayne a question. I bet you there's not a question you can ask him that he can't answer. That's a real challenge to our listeners today. But I'm telling you, he's got so much experience and so much knowledge on this topic. If you've got a question about roads or transportation, pretty much anywhere in this region, I bet you Wayne can get you pretty close to an answer, at least. So call us at 1-844-STUDIO-4, 844-STUDIO-4. Love to hear from you folks out there in radio land, for sure. So as we travel down this journey of these six new projects that are funded, I might add.
Yes.
It's going to be a journey for us here in this town. And let's talk about those projects. First of all, starting with the ones that may come first, we've got a couple that I'm so proud and so very proud are under contract. So let's start with those and talk about the ones that are coming right behind that in the next 12 to 18 months.
The one thing I want to mention, Mayor, and a lot of folks don't realize this, when we ask for money for a project, it generally takes 7 to 10 years
wow.
from start to when construction is actually happening on the ground. So a lot of people lose their connection, and they don't remember what trees are coming down or what utilities are being moved or exactly where the project is. So we're very proud that we have two projects that are under contract. They have been bid, they've started. And we have spent the last week trying to explain to people and remind them exactly what's happening, why the trees are coming down, where the road will go, where the utilities will go. One is the roundabouts at Catawba and 21. And we'll have a roundabout up near the State Employees Credit Union and a roundabout on the south end near the Hampton Inn. But it will also require some improvements to Catawba going toward the Diverging Diamond and coming toward downtown. And a lot of folks might have seen yesterday that two large trees had to come down for the widening of Catawba. It changes the landscape, changes what people see every day. But we're excited about the progress that will come and the improvement in the congestion moving traffic.
Right.
And that'll be a major improvement.
Yeah, while you're on that topic, I mean, those were some big trees.
Yes.
And I had our assistant manager, Tyler Beardsley, to kind of inquire a little bit with the tree company, how old were those trees? And the answer he got was probably 100 to 120
wow.
years old. So it was a pretty incredible answer.
Yes.
But, you know, I had a citizen that had a great, great idea. She didn't like it that the trees were having to be cut, mm-hmm. but the good bounce back from her, and, you know, we get so many mm-hmm. great suggestions from our citizens sometimes, was let's acknowledge that and, mm-hmm. and let's capture some of that history. She said, why couldn't we make like a beautiful bench out of one of those trees and commemorate the fact that it was there for 100+ years? And, you know, that's in progress.
Yes.
I've got to find the money somehow, you know, to do that. But I think it's a great idea. We were, Tyler traveled out there mm-hmm. immediately and saved the wood to actually do that. So I just think that's a good bounce back from
that is excellent.
From something
yes.
that we really, none of us like to lose our trees, not even DOT, mm-hmm. but, you know, we got to have roads. I mean, we have got to have roads, and, you know, we can plant trees back, and we
yes.
will plant trees back and refurbish what we lost, for sure. I mean, we will do that. And and I think DOT does a pretty good job of that too, don't they, Wayne?
They do. And I will say that was an excellent idea on commemorating the age of the tree. We also had a suggestion from a citizen yesterday that several folks would like to have wood chips.
Sure.
And I said, well, hey, that's a great idea
yeah,
too.
We'll sell those wood chips.
That's right.
Why not?
Those are great suggestions. And but that is a project that will certainly... by eliminating left turns on Catawba and using those roundabouts, it will just transform how traffic flows through there, how it works with the Diverging Diamond, our backups coming from downtown. Now, that's not to say it's going to solve every problem. If there's an accident on 77, we're still going to have increased traffic. But on a normal day-to-day basis, I think folks will see improvements and be able to move through that intersection much quicker and much faster. But the other project that folks are seeing is the Potts Street roundabout. And this up near the border with Davidson. And DOT is actually doing two projects together. It's the roundabout in Cornelius, which will improve safety getting to the YMCA, getting to Pott Street, moving through Davidson, whether you're on a car, bike, or you're a pedestrian. But in addition, in Davidson, they are working on a connector called the Potts-Beatty-Sloan Connector. So both jurisdictions will see improvements with the project that's going on now. There are some trees coming down, of course, for the roundabout. I think folks are confusing some trees with the roundabout. There's a development project in Davidson that is right adjacent to it, and it's also under construction.
So, to me, that was just that kind of smacked me in the face a little bit to see all those trees down from really the road down the lake. You can see the lake there. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty incredible. Yes. And but all that happening at one time was so impactive.
It was. But here again, when that roundabout is complete, it'll be improved safety, improved movement of traffic, less congestion. So we're very excited that that project is underway as well. So those are the two that we have underway, and we're very excited about both of them. Both of them have end dates of 2025. Roundabouts are fairly easy, so they'll get in there pretty quick, get both of those done, and people should be using those in 2025.
You know, the Lake Norman YMCA has had an issue for absolute years with ingress and egress to their beautiful facility, which is on the lake. My goodness, they've had it since day one, since their opening day, and there's been all kinds of suggestions to solution. The one solution that I've heard that is not acceptable is opening up Church Street.
Right.
I just can't fathom. Now, I know that's my old home neighborhood, but still, and I've got a lot of passion about it, but I can't see throwing 6,000 or 7,000 members of the YMCA on a small neighborhood street like that. That is absolutely not acceptable to me, and I'm so glad this roundabout, I think, will service the YMCA, and they're a wonderful organization. They bring so much to our town. And yes, the YMCA is in Cornelius. That, you know, I want them to be successful and continue to operate in a successful way and a safe way to get their patrons in and out of their facility for sure. So,
yeah, that's the biggest thing with this new roundabout is the folks from Cornelius turning into the YMCA, the roundabout will get them in safer and more efficiently. But if you're coming out of the YMCA and you need to go left toward Davidson, this will get you out safely and more efficiently. So it improves a lot coming from Cornelius and Davidson. And we're very happy of what the end result will be and how it will move traffic.
Well, let's talk about those multi-purpose paths.
Yes.
I mean, I am so proud of that. Mm-hmm. And talk about how they're going to originate, I think, right downtown and go all the way into Davidson. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. There's two projects. We're planning for the 115 widening, and it's not going to be a four-lane widening. It's just going to be a simple three-lane with a landscape median, and we'll have specific turning points where people can turn on, like McCall or at the Food Lion. But otherwise, there'll be some nice landscaping in the middle. But on either side, there will be a sidewalk on the east side and a multi-use path on the west side. If you don't know what a multi-use path is, that's a 10-foot wide sidewalk. Mm-hmm. That allows people to walk, do the family bicycle like my family does. We're not the Speedo-wearing professional bikers that we have on the road, and they go at it really fast, but this is just for the average family who's out enjoying a stroll, but it'll go from downtown Cornelius under the railroad track all the way into Davidson. And we've all known Davidson is the mecca for pedestrian and bicycle. So we want to connect up, allow people to move back and forth freely from Davidson to Cornelius. So we think we've got a good project with a good pedestrian and bicycle element included with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's so important. And, you know, while we're in the downtown area, you know, one of the concerns that so many citizens have is getting from the Antiquity neighborhood across 115 or Main Street to come into our town, downtown, to walk to the Kane Center or walk to Walgreens or Town Hall of any of those destinations. So, we're getting serious about fixing that, aren't we?
Yes. Two things we're looking at with our downtown master plan is what options do we have to improve pedestrian activity? I think one thing that you'll see sooner rather than later is we'll be making some surface improvements. If you drive around Charlotte a lot or other areas where there's high pedestrian, you'll see a sign that will come on that'll say no turn on red. And it gives the pedestrian a 30 to 45 second advantage, which is a safety issue. So we're hoping that we can do that as an interim measure and then look further down the road, you know, as a tunnel an option or a skyway. Sure. But certainly the surface improvements we're thinking we'll work that out. We'll look at it through our downtown master plan. We hope that'll be something to make that intersection safer.
Look forward to that. Yes. We need the safety factor for sure. It's Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here. We're talking transportation, and we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of About Town, hosted by Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam, straight ahead on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Call now to speak with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam at 844-STUDIO-4. It's About Town on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
And we're back. Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here. We are About Town today talking transportation with Deputy Town Manager Wayne Heron, our transportation guru in the town of Cornelius. So if you have a question for Wayne, feel free to call at 1-844-STUDIO-4. Give us a call and ask some of those hard questions. I bet you Wayne could give you an answer to make you feel just a little bit better. So we've worked our way through two of our projects of the six that are under contract. So I bet the next one you're going to touch on is probably Torrance Chapel. Is that true, Wayne?
I'll be glad to talk a little bit about Torrance Chapel because that's a one that's near and dear to a lot of people's heart and improving the overall safety and movement of vehicles. And Torrance Chapel is a big project. A couple of parts that people don't know, it includes a roundabout near the post office.
Yeah.
It has two roundabouts, one in front of Lake Norman Chrysler Jeep Dodge and one up at Knox Road on the north side. The one at Knox Road, that will be one that will improve safety beyond compare because if you've ever come out at that strange angle there at Knox and Torrance,
can't see very well.
You can't see. So that'll be a great safety improvement. Now, what a lot of folks don't know is this project also includes a resurfacing and redo of Knox Road.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that'll add some bike lanes. We already have some sidewalks there, but it'll also improve the intersection at 1 Norman. It'll make that a continuous curve, will improve how people come in and out of Chick-fil-A and Five Guys and hit that signal. It'll add lanes to that signal, so that'll make it more capacity and safer. One of the things that I always hear from people is, well, people turning into Fresh Egg or Fresh Market there at that first driveway, it's not so much that the people turning clog up traffic, but it's the people here in Cornelius who are so nice to let them do it.
Yeah.
And that's what holds traffic up. It's not, it's great that we have such nice people who let people in and out, but DOT is going to put an island there so that people can't turn left. So unfortunately, if you can't turn left, it will cause traffic to move. So if you want to be nice to people, that'll prevent that in the future. But it will improve traffic flow tremendously,
which is important to those businesses.
Yes, it is. Now that roundabout will just add safety and a better way to get in and out for all those businesses.
Yeah.
So we hope they'll take advantage of that roundabout.
Yeah.
Now that one, they've acquired all the right-of-way, but there's some engineering they still have to do. They still have to get on board with utilities. Right now, that one's scheduled to go to bid in fall of 25. So we got another year to wait before that one goes to bid and that one gets under construction. It won't take long. That one's about a 12 to 18-month project. You'll see those roundabouts go in pretty quick. They'll resurface Knox. So that one should happen pretty quick once it starts.
Yeah. There's going to be some extra lanes on One Norman. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And I'm glad you mentioned the extra lanes, not only at One Norman, but right now, if you ever come through the DDI and you need to turn left at Liverpool going toward the post office, that turn lane handles about 4 to 6 cars, depending on size. Mm-hmm. They're going to expand that. So we'll be able to get about 10 cars in there. I think that will clear the diverging diamond, and that's the whole goal of these projects, is to make the diverging diamond work better.
Right.
So
now, what about the right turn on the onto the interstate?
There will be an additional lane put for right turns onto the interstate.
That's so awesome.
So right now, it flows pretty free most of the time, but when the traffic backs up at the signal and you're wanting to go right, you have to sit and wait.
Mm-hmm.
With that additional lane, you'll always just be able to free flow right onto the interstate. So that'll be a great addition for that project.
Well, talk about just briefly synchronizing our lights. How can we improve that?
So DOT does have a method to the madness. They do try to put little feelers in the pavement that can detect cars so that the signals will change based on when a car comes up. But during peak hours, they're put on timers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, years ago, we tried to be very progressive with DOT and go to a firm called Rhythm Engineering. It didn't work out as good as we thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
You would think in this day and time, with all the technology, somebody would be on signal timing and that kind of thing. What we found out is DOT signal timing is fairly advanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the best in the business. So we did away with Rhythm. We've gone back to DOT. They're out there daily trying to adjust the signals based on what they see the traffic volume is. So we hope that will continue to improve with all these DOT projects, and that each signal will be better reflective of the traffic that comes up and what time of day it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, take us on around to North Cross Drive.
So North Cross Drive Extension will be a great north-south connector. It'll connect North Cross down in Huntersville up to Westmoreland Road.
Sure.
Now, a couple of benefits there. It'll be an alternate to West Catawba and 21 to get north-south. One of the other positives is you won't even see the construction. It'll be out in an area where nobody is right now. But when it's done, it'll be a great option to use. And I think the other thing that I'm really proud of is Cornelius has one neighborhood that the only way to get to it is to go to Huntersville and come up North Cross.
Yeah.
This will actually connect our citizens with us.
Sure.
And I think they're going to look, when talking to them, they look forward to that. And I look forward to having them really be a part of mm-hmm. who we are. That will be a great project coming through. It'll open up some commercial property along I-77. It will also take people, it'll skirt the Robbins Park, where our park department does such a great job with the disc golf and other things. And it'll just be a great connector north-south.
And talk about, we get a lot of feedback about that intersection of 21 and Westmoreland Road. Mm-hmm. My goodness, we got a pretty quick fix coming for that, don't we?
Yeah, there's really two parts. There's the what we call exit 27 right there at Westmoreland and 21. And then there's a flyover that will carry traffic. But in the interim, fixing the intersection, getting people where there's an extra lane where you can go north toward Catawba, or you can go toward Huntersville, or go straight across to J.V. Washam. And in the interim, Atrium is going to fix that intersection.
And they're going to pay for it.
They're going to pay for it. DOT's already approved it. They already have their permit. We're telling people they're going to start any day. I've talked to Atrium twice, and I said, you're going to get make a lot of people happy when you start that improvement. And
exactly.
The quicker you can get it done, the better. So they are excited about making that improvement. But further, Atrium is excited about partnering with the town to hopefully get exit 27. And we're really hoping that's something for the future.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And so badly needed.
Yes.
And, you know, for a hospital
yes.
to not have an exit off of a major interstate
is
it's a challenge for
yes.
them. So
mm-hmm.
they need that exit. And
yes.
I know they're going to be working hard with us
absolutely.
To step up to the mm-hmm. plate. And we've already had several very significant meetings and, travel to D.C., and we'll be going to Raleigh with them to make an impact on getting that moving. And it's a lot of money. That interchange will cost, what, $50, $60 million?
Yes, sir. That's the current estimate. I'm sure by the time it actually happens, it'll be more. But we're so happy to have Atrium as our partner. They have such influence in Raleigh and Washington. And I just think working together, we'll get that interchange sooner rather than later. As you mentioned, it'll be a great benefit to the hospital to get their customers, patients, and ambulances in there quickly, but also for us, for economic development.
Yeah.
I think it will transform Westmoreland 21 corridors. Right now, if you look at 21, there's a lot of good businesses, but I think the interchange will raise the value, and I think we'll have we just approved the Genesis dealership.
Awesome.
I think you'll see more of that kind of development.
Exactly.
Coming on the 21
beautiful
corridor.
New building.
It is. Absolutely gorgeous.
Exactly. I'm so glad that got approved. That brings a lot to our community for sure,
mm-hmm.
and a great corporate citizen with mm-hmm. With that particular auto group there.
Yes.
So excited about that, and mm-hmm. it'll match well with our citizenry here and their mm-hmm. offerings with Modern Nissan and now
absolutely.
The Genesis store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an awesome project. So now Highway 21, that's moving up the list a little bit.
It is, and we're extremely excited. It got booted out of the state funding priority list there for a while, but this year, based on the scoring, it got put back in, and it was given 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not that far. That's just 2 years.
Right.
So we are fervently working with NCDOT. Luckily, most of the plans were already drawn because it was in there previously. And we already have the right-of-way. 21 is a huge right-of-way. A lot of people don't know that, but it's 200 feet wide.
Wow.
So there's very little property to acquire. So that project can go faster than what most projects can. We'll finalize the design. We'll work at the utilities. We're working very closely with Atrium because the design of that road means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll work with all of our existing businesses, 131 Main and all the businesses along that section. But that is a 2026 project that we're very excited about. Unfortunately, it only goes just past tenders going north and the new Genesis dealership.
Sure.
We'll have a little gap, but we'll work on that little gap, and we'll get that done from Genesis up to Hampton Inn.
We'll get it there,
yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So rolling on around, I don't want to not talk about West Catawba, but let's come back. I want to give that a good, thorough conversation
yes.
here in our final segment, because that's probably the most important.
Yes, sir.
Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam right here. Mm-hmm. Talking about transportation, and we'll be right back.
Now, more About Town with Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam here, and we're in our final segment of this great show talking about transportation and roads here in the town of Cornelius. And we're so fortunate with such a nice long list of projects going on. And you know, it just hit me, Wayne Heron, my guest today, that we left a major downtown project out when we were traveling through downtown a little bit ago. And that is the Hickory Street project. And, you know, that's near and dear to me. That's a project in my mind that is truly going to fix a very unsafe condition there on Highway 115 and related to Zion Street and Antiquity. And, you know, it's something that it was kind of a no-brainer to get that rolling. But it kind of got expensive, didn't it?
It did. It went from 1.9 up to about 3.7. And a lot of folks are like, you're just putting a signal up. How can it be 3.7? But it's a little more than just hanging a signal. There's some turn lanes involved. We mentioned to the town board last week that DOT's now looked at it and said, well, we've got to put in a second signal to control Zion mm-hmm. and Hickory as well, just to make it more safe. And I agree with that. And I think not only if you drive, and I drive through there most every day, if you're turning out of Hickory onto 115 from north or south, you're taking your life in your hands. So mm-hmm. that signal is going to improve that safety. But also, a lot of people don't realize how many times the fire trucks come out mm-hmm. and have to work around cars. This will give the fire department preemption so that they can hit a button. It'll stop traffic in mm-hmm. all directions, and they can safely move through that intersection to go wherever they're going. So those are two major safety improvements, but also they're going to try to manage the congestion so that when you're at the signal at Hickory, it's not impacting negatively the signal at Catawba 115.
Sure.
So all that's going to be taken in. And if you're in the transportation world, 3.7, while it's a big number, for all those safety improvements, it's really a benefit. It's really a good cost of return. So that's going to be a great project. It'll allow more safe free flow on our east-west, getting to Jim Street over to Nanny Potts, which is a nice backway connection that you don't have to get on Catawba. I like talking about it, but like we said the other day, I don't want everybody to know about it because it's a nice, great way for me to get from one end. But
nice to flow through there. It's kind of a serene drive.
It is. But I think we did counts. We had only 300 people using it in one day. So it's got a lot more capacity. So a lot more people can use it, and it's a great connection.
Yeah. So moving around, back around to the west side with West Catawba. Man, we've been working on that project. It's been on our list for, goodness, way longer than I've been an elected official, and probably before you were an employee of the town of Cornelius.
Yes, that actually was in the tip. It was funded. It was ready to go. When the state changed to the scoring methodology, it actually fell out. That was one of the few negative things that happened with the scoring. But very soon in spot two, we're now in spot eight, it got back in. Mm. Now, the only problem we've had is, while that is probably the biggest project, will have the most transformational impact on Cornelius, it's also the most expensive project.
Wow, what's the price tag on that?
When I first got here, it was at $29 million. It jumped up in 2021 to $50
million. Wow.
So DOT basically said, and they did this statewide, they said anything over $30 million, we got to take another look at, either breaking it up in segments or value engineering it. They chose to value engineer West Catawba because they didn't want to break it up. And I'm glad they didn't, because we need the whole section done from Jaton all the way down to Highway 73. In value engineering, what they're doing is it was originally going to be what most people refer to as a super street. Now DOT calls it a reduced conflict. They want to get a hip name to
exactly.
it. But what they're doing to value engineering is putting those back to more standard intersections. Well, the average citizen actually likes that and would prefer it. So we're excited. Now the project is right around $32 million, so we've come back down. Mm. We think that will help us in scheduling. Right now it's scheduled for late 26. What we've been told by DOT is if they can finalize the right-of-way, and they're working hard, they still got some folks out there that are working to negotiate with DOT on their right-of-way, then they'll work with the utilities to get those relocated. We could move that project up to 25, so we're crossing our fingers.
Oh, man, me too.
Hopefully get that project going. That'll be a nice four-lane project. It'll double capacity. It'll go from 22 up to 42. That will just be tremendous.
That is awesome. And, you know, there's times that Catawba Avenue currently moves pretty well, but there's times that it is just it's a parking lot to travel in. And, it's just something that I know our citizens expect, and they've been told it's coming for so long.
I know.
I can't wait for those orange barrels on West Catawba. So, you know, as we move through these needs to, I guess, satisfy our traffic and transportation needs in our town, you know, we're moving into the future, and we've got quite a few other projects that's on the horizon out there, and we're not going to go through them specifically, but how many more, 5, 6, 7 more that's hanging out there?
I would say at least a good 5 and maybe more. We're constantly evaluating For instance, you've seen the construction on Jeton Extension in Sefton.
Sure, that's awesome.
And it didn't qualify for DOT funding, so that's something we took on locally with local funding, Cornelius taxpayer dollars, and it will be a great improvement for safety and aesthetics, and they're paving today. If you drove on it, it was probably rough the last 2 days, but that'll be paved. It'll have a nice 10-foot walking path. It'll be safe. As far as future projects, we mentioned the Exit 27. We're continuing to work with Atrium on that. We're working on another flyover because if we add an exit on Westmoreland, people always want a way to get across without having to deal with congestion at an exit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on a flyover that will, and what a flyover is just a road that goes across the interstate where there is no exit.
Exactly.
So we're working on one south of Atrium that will go from 21 over to
the new North Cross Drive extension,
Bailey Road.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll be a good one for the future. And we continue to work out on Bailey Road on some solutions to the school traffic, possibly a Zion connection. We're having all that studied right now. We hope to go to the public sometime in May and have some solutions out there for not only school traffic, but Zion, and have some traffic counts.
Exactly. And, you know, all this is supplemented by the fact that while we can't get into a lot of conversation, but it's got to be mentioned in any conversation about transportation, is the Red Line.
Yes.
You know, we have been painfully waiting for the possibility of a rail service to our area for commuters for many, many years, probably 25 or 30 years.
Yes, sir.
And we've had some false hopes along the way. We paid a half-cent tax along the way. And, you know, there is reason to have additional hope these days that maybe conversations will be successful with Norfolk Southern to either take on their tracks or work with them.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, I'm in the middle of all of that. And when you get into those conversations, there's a lot of things you can't talk about. But, you know, the benefit of bringing rail to our area, if it's one of these projects, if you start now, Wayne, I mean, it's going to take 7 years, 10 years, you know, to accomplish anything to the degree of what something like that's going to cost. But there's federal money out there.
Yes.
But, you know, there's also a local supplement that has to be provided.
Right.
And we've got to figure that out. And we're working hard to, you know, think through that and figure out if there's a good way and to make sure our people really want this.
That's true.
You know, there's different components of the equation that we're actually working through. So a lot of meetings happening, a lot of conversations happening, and more to come as we work through this on the Red Line. But I will tell folks, based on the fact I'm in the middle of this, that I certainly feel better about the Red Line happening today than I ever have. And, you know, I probably a couple of years ago, I would have said my comment about the Red Line is it's not going to ever happen. Well, you know what? It might.
That's true.
It might. So we've made great progress. We've made great progress in every category of our transportation needs, including the Red Line. So a lot of things going on in our town. Is anything I left out, Wayne, or anything we need to touch on as we travel into the future here?
Probably the only other thing I'll mention, we've talked about roads, we've talked about transit. We do intend to update our bike and pedestrian plan this
year. Yes, that's important.
It is. It's very important. And part of the pedestrian plan, of course, is the addition of our greenways. And our Parks Department just does a great job and partners with Mecklenburg County for maintenance on those projects. But our citizens love our greenways. And they're great alternative transportation modes. And if we can finish out what is known as the Emerald Necklace, which will be a nice 13-mile circle of the town where you can bike and walk and those type things. But we also want to update our bike plan. The reason these are so important is we can take these documents to get grants.
Sure.
If they're more than 10 years old, the state and federal government will not give you money.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of state and federal money out there.
Exactly.
Now, those are tax dollars that our citizens have already paid. So we need to take advantage of those and we need to grab those dollars because a lot of other municipalities don't take advantage. So It's good for our taxpayers to take advantage of those grants that are available and reduce our local obligation to paying for what our citizens desire.
Exactly. And there's a lot of effort in that mm-hmm. particular category and, you know, way more to come. But your town government is in the midst of considering all mm-hmm. those great grants. It's a great day in the town of Cornelius, and we're going to get you around better by car and by providing better roads into the future for sure. Great progress coming your way, and we're very proud of that. This is Cornelius Mayor Woody Washam. I hope you'll have a bright and sunny day in our great town, and be sure and get out and about. And you're going to see some orange barrels, but orange barrels are a good thing. Mayor Woody Washam here, and we'll see you next time.